Programming in reverse. It doesn't always make sense to start with the first thing. Sometimes, in complex challenges, you need to start with a blank. The blank concept of the finished thing. And this is a huge deal. Because if you start with a blank, abstract, final product, you are given a container, a folder, nested categories, where you can file things and never have to worry about connecting them. They're already going to be sorted for you. For example, the entire world of visual programming is backwards. All that geometry work can be eliminated if we start from the other end, if we start top down. Instead of creating a function that is triggered by a button, meaning you still have to connect your function to a button, create a project, a window, an application layout, and a button, and then put the function in the button. You don't have to worry about connecting it anywhere. You never connect the function to a button manually. There is already a spot for that function in the button. And this means that you don't have to drag lines together, connect sockets, and make a mess of wires just to create a visual programming environment. It also means that you don't need a team of 40 contributors to get all the code in order for a visual programming language. If you start at the root instead of the leaves, it just takes like 100 lines of code in Svelte to make an almost fully functional UI. Yes, it is an unusual feeling when programming audio, for example. You create a song, add volume, add instrument, and then the melody pattern. You can see how this is backwards, but also you don't need any special user interface to connect the pattern to an instrument, because the pattern already lives in an instrument that can be made louder by the volume node. You see, you can't even add a melody pattern without first strongly associating it with an instrument. This is great for code refactoring. And as with all programs, you can always change the instrument, move the button to a different layout, and along with its code by default. And there are many shortcuts at every corner, including one that makes things seem ordinary. You can, in fact, start by dropping a button on a blank canvas. But that canvas must absolutely demand that the button is contained in a layout and then a window. The underlying data structure is a tree or a graph, just like folders in your file system. And just as easily, you can move entire nested folder or component structures with only minimal concern for reconnecting events or control flow. So next time, when you are challenged with creating a complex application where perhaps you let the users do some programming, don't start by creating useful nodes that help the user get the job done. Instead, create a tree of categories that encompass the entire use case, and the user will never have to connect a button to a function. Try not to think about this as backwards or reverse programming. Think of it as program structure first programming, where by the time you finish your program, or your users finish their programs, everyone gets all their structural questions answered.